It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, Mike the Ref here at the Alberta Avenue Arena here in Edmonton with the Monster Pro Wrestling Eliminator Show. My God, I'm tired.
Wow.
But
incredible.
It was a great show here, folks. And once again, I am joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a show. I'm glad to be here.
We had a lot of very close matches here tonight, including a six-way elimination match known as the Eliminator for the number one contendership for the MPW Provincial Championship. So let's get down to the matches here. Right off the bat, we had the Tattoo Terminators coming out to give a special birthday thank you to one of their favorite fans, Salim, who turned 40 today.
Yep.
Salim, you don't look a day over 80. So they brought out a cake, and Massive actually gave Salim a shirt that was still bloodstained, unwashed from Retribution 1.
Yeah.
That's definitely a keepsake, without a doubt.
A lot of memories. But,
and as everybody's starting to sing happy birthday, who comes out but the big sexy beast Bradley Graham and the All-American Steve Rivers, the sexy American superstars. They complain about not having a birthday, even though it looks like, as I said on the broadcast, it looks like Bradley Graham ate a Dairy Queen. But we end up getting our number one contenders match for the tag team titles right off the bat. It was a little unexpected.
Yeah.
But thanks to some skullduggery, chicanery, and some down no good techniques by the lovely duo of the Sexy American Superstars, they end up getting the victory and are now the new number one contenders for the tag team titles.
Yeah.
Brian, your thoughts on the match?
It was a great match up until the ending when the ref guy was kind of distracted and Rivers went into his tights, pulled out a chain and nailed Jackhammer a couple of times in the head and scored the major upset with the pinfall tonight. So I think this should put them, the big American beast, whatever, into a title match here down the road.
Yeah, it's... the ending ended up with a going for a belly to backside suplex or a backdrop, whatever way you want to call it. Steve Rivers managed to go underneath one of his rolls in his I don't even want to describe that underneath his jersey, but found some brass knuckles, hit Jackhammer in the head two or three times minimum, and got the cover 1, 2, 3. So,
incredible.
Our new number one contenders are the Sexy American Superstars. Next up, we had a women's match here between Sexy Sam and Angelica. Now, this has been brewing since Retribution 9, where Sexy Sam claims that she got costed a win due to the referee Angelica getting in the way of her spinning heel kick. Now, in the end, it was a rather dirty cover, full of tights and everything. A little bit of confusion all over the place, but Sexy Sam did end up getting the win on... It almost looked like a double pin, but the referee called it for Sexy Sam.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the match before we talk about the fallout from it. Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, the match was great. Angelica looked really good for, like, second match, I think. But, yeah, she looked really good. Dominated most of the match against Sexy Sam. But in the end, Sam scored the win. But where I was sitting, it was hard to tell because both women's shoulders looked like they were down. But the ref counted for Sam. Sam picked up the win. But, yeah.
Well, there's a little bit of confusion following the match here because, well, we had a special guest ring announcer who is also my new color man, Ron Rimmer. Who, they were having a little problem with the mic, so nobody really knew what was going on. Allow me to interpret for everybody. Tessa Rhodes, our special consultant for women's wrestling and MPW, was out there and has declared that next month, March 4th, at a special adults-only show, we are going to be having a bra and panties match.
Oh, at, my God.
Yeah. Brian's salivating already. I'm like,
no.
We're going to have to dunk him outside in some cold water here right away, but... yeah, we'll leave it at that point. I have my own thoughts on that match, which I'll keep off this podcast at this time. So, moving on to our next match. It was for the MPW Tag Team titles. You had the Alpha and Omega taking on the team of Sean Martins and Crazy Core. And once again, Yosemite Sam wannabe Vince Austin is getting involved in other people's business. Before the match, he comes out and claims that he has a $10,000 bounty on anybody to take out the Irishman due to what he did to him last month. And then all of a sudden, these two guys got a tag team title shot. Be it as it may, Team Alpha and Omega overcame.
Yes.
And it ended up in a really weird ending with both Alpha and Omega getting... pins on Martins and Core following a double foot stomp. I'm not used to having two pins like that.
No,
but
that was weird.
It was an interesting match.
Very.
Your thoughts, Brian?
Oh, overall, it was a great match. I thought both teams put up a great fight. In the end, Alpha Omega picked up the win, but they paid the price after a match because Big Sexy American Beasts came out and attacked them from behind while they were celebrating a win.
Yeah, the Sexy American Superstars come out, just complete Pearl Harbor job on them.
Left them laying.
Left them laying out, and it was a rather rough night for them. But then moving on from there, we go to the MPW Heavyweight Championship match, which ended up being an open invitation due to the bounty that Mr. Austin put out. First thing I want to mention is Irishman came out with Colonel Austin's uncle's hat. It looked great, even though it was six sizes too small for him, but we don't care.
Oh, he made it work.
I still am living the dream of seeing that happen last month here. Vince Austin getting laid out. So who's going to answer the challenge? Who? That's what we're wondering. I don't want to start pulling a Kofi Kingston here, so we'll just move on here to the actual challenger was a retired Bulldog McBain.
Yeah.
He declared his retirement from Pure Power Wrestling and Alberta Wrestling last November, following their major card in November. But I guess $10,000 would do a lot to get you back in the business. So... This was a really good match between two guys that know each other very well.
Very well.
The ending of this match, I hope that there's a certain Randall Keith Orton that's taking notes right now.
Yeah.
Because this finished with an IRA out of nowhere off the second rope onto Bulldog.
Unreal. Wow. That move he can hit, you got to be careful. Watch what you're doing because out of nowhere, he'll be down and out.
Absolutely, and he ends up getting the 1-2-3 out of it. A very close contest, but the Irishman once again gets the victory. Following the match, the Stud Stable comes out, surrounds the ring, but unfortunately their reaction time is a little slower than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Irishman managed to duck out of the ring, get out of the way, and away from the Stud Stable in time to survive a beatdown. So.
He's very lucky because it looked like it was going to be a 4-on-1 beatdown. Actually, a 5-on-1 with that Yosemite Sam there. But, hey, they were a little slow. Irishman rolled under the ropes, got away from there, and he survived for another night, another time.
And then from there, we get to our new talent initiative portion of the show. I know talking with Jack Hammer in the back, he mentioned that they're really trying to push new talent onto the scene now. And this is the first match that dealt with it. The MPW Provincial title match. We had the champion, Dynamic, yes, I'm using air quotes right now, folks, Dean Richter, taking on a newcomer to MPW. He is familiar to us from our time down in Sylvan Lake with CWC, Jack Pride.
Yeah.
Now, at the time that we were down there, Jack Pride was suspended, but there was such an overwhelming amount of support that kept him involved that I knew this was going to be a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah. And it was.
It definitely did not disappoint.
Mm.
The conclusion of the match, Jack Pride was going for his finisher elbow, which he does. Honestly, an elbow like his I haven't seen since mid-'80s with the Macho Man. But Vince Austin gets in there, interferes with his cane, brings the cane into the ring, and Jack Pride turns his back on Dean Richter, who ends up labeling him with that Chris Hero-like discus elbow right square in the back of the head and getting the 1-2-3.
Yeah. Incredible. Dean Richter, wow, what a guy. He's been champion for so long now. And Jack Pride, wow. I'm very impressed with watching him tonight. First time seeing him live, but my God. Not yet. But
what I definitely will say is Dean Richter ended up getting that title 10 months ago at the Leo Burke Cup show of last year. Did a little bit of skullduggery, probably learned by Yosemite Sam himself. But it, due to the tutelage of Vince Austin, you know, that, you know, Dean Richter is finding all these devious ways to win. It's getting really upsetting that, yeah, when it comes to Vince Austin, it just, I'm getting really sick and tired of dealing with him. So he's, you know, I'm getting so flustered here. Let's just go to the last match, the main event.
Wow.
The eliminator match for the number one contendership for the provincial championship. Now, in this match, it was six men tag in and out freely, which I'm going to explain how that wasn't so freely. You end up in eliminations where pinfall, submission, or over the top rope and both feet touch the floor. Now, in this match, you had Chris Parrish and Maniac, who, if you listen to the last Sounds of Struggle podcast here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, they made it poignantly clear that they were going to work together to get that title. So I knew some chicanery was going to be up here. But then we had a couple debuts.
Yeah.
We had Lumberjack Larry.
Yep.
And Epic Eddie Rude with CJ coming out with them. Now, CJ, basically this looked like a cross between Bobby Roode and, Bobby Roode, Triple H back when. It was a whole mixture of stuff. Phantom of the Opera got thrown in there, too.
A little bit of everything.
A very interesting entrance. And then you have the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins, and as well, last year's upstart in the Eliminator, Kid Cyrus.
Yeah.
Now, a couple things came to my attention really quick. Right off the bat, you had the struggle working together throughout the match, even though it was every man for themselves and elimination. I guess you couldn't expect anything different from
them. No, they always work together.
Yeah, and so let's go through the list of eliminations here. You had Lumberjack Larry got caught with help from the struggle due to them not seeing a tag into Rude. So Maniac ends up pinning Lumberjack Larry, eliminating him from the match. Immediately following that, you had Epic Eddie Rude getting Maniac into a torture rack, turning it into an Argentine backbreaker, turning that into a 1-2-3, and Maniac's now eliminated. So immediately after Maniac getting eliminated, you had Epic Eddie Rude get thrown over the top rope by Chris Parrish. So then you're down to three. Fairly quickly, you had Jude Dawkins hit the Red Queen on Chris Parrish, eliminating him, which shocked everybody.
Big time.
Basically, the struggle got knocked out by two newcomers.
Yeah.
So then at the end, we had Jude Dawkins and Kid Cyrus. Now, once again, Yosemite Sam himself shows up. Vince Austin distracts the referee after they hit the Abbey. Dawkins hits the Abbey Road crossing. Should have been a count to 100. Austin creates the distraction. Richter comes in from behind, hits Dawkins in the back of the head with a belt, drapes Cyrus over Dawkins for the 1-2-3, thus eliminating Dawkins and getting Kid Cyrus your winner.
Yeah.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, the match was great up until the very ending when I want to know why he had to get involved. I don't know. I'm thinking it's because Dean Richter is afraid to face Jude Dawkins because he knows Jude will beat him when he gets a fair one-on-one match against him. It's the only reason I could think why he was interfering, and he didn't want to face him, and he wanted the easier victory with a match with Kid Cyrus. But I hope Kid Cyrus does the impossible and beats Richter.
Shut him up.
Absolutely, and My thoughts are very simple. We need a commissioner that is going to take care of Vince Austin here somehow. Yes. Like, I know he's got a manager's license, but this is going a little too far in what he's doing.
Ridiculous.
So. But that's going to wrap up the card here. Before we get to our highlights and our surprise of the night, Brian, your overall thoughts on the show?
Overall, I thought it was a great show. Six great matches we had, top to bottom. We had three debuting newcomers tonight. They put on an impressive showing. Very great show. And what again, building packed again. Incredible. It's just insane how much these fans come out and support the local wrestling here.
Yeah, folks, like I've mentioned before, the buildings in Alberta have been packed since mid-September. Every single show, regardless of promotion.
Big time.
And it is great to see awesome. All the fans in Alberta step up the way they are.
And the building's packed. Oh, incredible. It's what we want.
All right, folks, time for our highlights of the night. I'm going to go first for once because I'm doing the surprise of the night here. The highlight of the night for me was the heavyweight title match.
Yeah.
The reappearance of Bulldog McBain and that IRA out of nowhere off the second rope. Seriously, that was insane.
Incredible.
And Brian, your highlight of the night?
My highlight of the night is the tag team title match. Sydney Steele and Alpha and Tyler James. Alpha Omega retaining over Crazy Core and Shawn Martins. But in the end, though, they paid the price when Rivers and Graham interfered and left him laying. So that war is just beginning between those four guys now.
All right, and for our surprise of the night, we're actually going to go with the debuts that came out tonight.
Yeah.
First of all, you got Jack Pryde in the provincial title match. Definitely held his own against Dean Richter.
Big time.
That was great. Then you had Lumberjack Larry, who put in a great effort. Ended up getting eliminated first, but let's face it, if it wasn't for the struggle double-teaming illegally, that wouldn't have happened.
No.
And then you got Epic Eddie Rude. Well, first of all, CJ. That for people that were at the show that didn't know her name, it's CJ from what I've learned so far. I don't want to make too many more comments about it. You got to see her to believe her, folks.
Exactly.
That's the best way to put it. But then also Epic Eddie Rude.
Wow.
And that Argentine backbreaker that he did
incredible.
To finish up to take out a former MPW heavyweight champion.
Incredible.
Wow. That's the best way I could put it.
Incredible.
Just wow.
Yeah.
But then I can't wait to see what's going to happen next month.
Oh, I know. Like, my God.
Like, I'm sure that we're going to have these Sexy American Superstars against Alpha Omega.
Yeah.
But then we got that lingerie match, which I'm sure Brian's still trying to calm himself down over
That's going to be crazy.
Well, I'm going to let him calm himself down on his own because he wants to really get going here. So I'll wrap up the show momentarily. But first, I want to thank the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, for joining me here.
Always a pleasure, and I cannot wait to do this again.
All right, coming up on the network here, folks, coming up this week, not only will you get the sounds of struggle with Chris Parrish and Maniac, who are going to have a breakdown on why they lost the Eliminator, which I'm sure they're going to have about 75 to 80 excuses. I also am planning to have my Blown Call Show 86 with a roundup of the Royal Rumble coming up, along with a lot of other topics that have been coming up lately. But our next quick call show is actually going to be coming from the Springbrook Multiplex in Springbrook, Alberta, with the RCW tour there. We're highlighted by former WWE Intercontinental and Tag Team Champion Marty Jannetty, who is going to be working on that card. So I'm going to sign this off here because I'm rambling and Brian has left me here. So this is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this is Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Arena.
Still with Monster Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, the Irishman. Bitches.
If you're going to make a good call, make even a better call with the Irishman there on Monster Pro Wrestling Eliminator Show for the Alberta Avenue Hall here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.